Order, order. Select committee report.
Science and Innovation Minister Stephen Joyce was up before the Education and Science Committee on Wednesday to defend the budget spending estimates for his ministry and was forced to answer questions about the high price tag for a new sign outside the ministry's headquarters.
I am not happy about that. I've made it very clear. I think the sign expenditure was over the top. I made that clear as soon as I became aware of the issue. I've received an undertaking from the chief executive of MB that nothing like that will happen again.
Later in the day, over in the debating chamber, Labour's Ruth Dyson used the general debate to mock Mr Joyce's eye for detail in relation to the sign.
Meanwhile, we've got Stephen Joyce causing bother for the National Party. He said he didn't know much about the sign that cost $43,000 for a sign saying MB, Moby. It seems like quite a lot of money to pay for a sign, it certainly is. But Stephen Joyce today in Question Time was exposed at not only knowing details about the sign, but having personally chosen the colour. This minister is right into the details of his portfolio.
A point conceded by Mr Joyce back in the committee.
Ministers are discouraged from taking active operational involvement in their departments. In previous years, I have been told that I get way too much into the detail.
But Mr Joyce insisted his government's spending wasn't as wasteful as the previous Labour government's.
Which whenever a ministry moved, went into a brand new building with expensive rents. These are all prior to 2008. Inland Revenue, Customs, GCSB, Defence, NZTA and MFE all went into new buildings under the previous government. This government has got people to go into refurbished buildings at much lower cost. So yes, I'm slacked off about the sign, but overall I think we're doing a good job.
Science and Innovation Minister Stephen Joyce speaking to the Education and Science Committee on Wednesday. Other ministers up before select committees for budget estimates reviews during the week were Paula Bennett and Nick Smith, both appearing before the Social Services Committee to speak on funding in their respective roles as Social Housing Minister and Building and Housing Minister. Elsewhere in the committee rooms, on Thursday, New Zealand's election to the United Nations Security Council late last year was the subject of a briefing to the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee from Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Multilateral and Legal Deputy Secretary Claire Spencer, who began by outlining New Zealand's goals for its Security Council tenure.
Firstly and most importantly, we want to make a constructive and credible contribution towards the resolution of major issues before the Council and also to its improved operation. Our second objective is to ensure that all states, and in particular small island developing states, are given a fair hearing in the Council during our term, and through that establishing their voice and enduring international attention to small island developing states' issues. Our third objective is to capitalise on our Security Council term to build deeper and broader strategic relationships with a range of countries that advance New Zealand's interests well beyond the actual two-year term.
Dr. Claire Spencer later answered questions from committee members, including Labour's Phil Goff.
We worked really hard to get onto this body. Now, 6 months in, where have we been able to make a real difference? Are you able to pinpoint any specific areas where our presence on the council actually has made something happen that would not otherwise have occurred?
In answer to that, the diplomat Dr. Spencer didn't want to jump the gun.
I'd like us to come back to you after our presidency and to actually be able to answer that question when we actually had the presidency and the ability to guide and lead and demonstrate through our working methods and demonstrate through our leadership of those two themes and to give you our judgment on what difference we think that we have made.
Still, Phil Goff wanted to know New Zealand's voice on the Security Council would be an independent one.
In our last term on the Security Council with Rwanda, we stood out and we said, this isn't good enough. Even though we were defeated on it, we actually took a stand. And, people might not have agreed with what we said. They might not have gone along with it, but they certainly had to listen to it. And I know you have to work diplomatically, you have to talk, but sometimes you've got to be a bit blunt and call a spade a spade. And do you imagine that might be the style that New Zealand is prepared to adopt on the Security Council from time to time on some critical issues.
Dr. Spencer suggested it would.
The government has mandated the UN Security Council campaign to have a clear focus on New Zealand's interests, to be ambitious and also courageous. And so while there has not been such an issue in the 5 months to date on the scale of Rwanda, certainly it's New Zealand's intention to identify and take a stand when our interests and our principles demand that.
Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Multilateral and Legal Deputy Secretary Claire Spencer speaking to the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee. All up, there were 14 committee meetings held during the week. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from Parliament.